Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
He kōna I purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Hi, and welcome to Eating Fried Chicken in the Shower bonus episode. I'm joined by clinical psychologist Saab Jahal. Saab, how are you?
I'm good, James. How are you?
I'm all right.
Awesome. Good to hear.
As good in the concept of 2020 as I can be.
Yeah, 2020, eh?
Can I ask, I want to talk about COVID, but I also want to talk about loss. Mm. And just this feeling I think a lot of us are having, not just, you know, in the performing arts, in all facets across all different types of workplaces. Just this, is it a trauma? Like what we're experiencing, people who loss of work, loss of income. You know, can you maybe walk me and our listeners through this mental work that we're having to do?
Yeah. So I think for some people it's very practical, right? So loss of income is a big thing, right? And then it's going to affect your quality of life. It's going to affect your planning for the future, all the things that are getting the basics that you need in life. And the uncertainty around that is going to have an impact perhaps on people's sense of being able to predict and have certainty in their lives, which is a fundamental underpinning of people's mental health and well-being. But I think the other thing that perhaps we're dealing with at a more subtle level is coping with the loss of future, of the future life, of the plans that we had in place. Mm. And that might be jobs or career paths. It might be trips that we were going to have to see loved ones overseas. Mm. All of these things that perhaps we're now having to give up and renegotiate and try and find our way forward and carve a different path in these unpredictable and uncertain times. And I think that all of this is having an effect of several different levels, but part of that is around grieving for loss. And I'm not sure whether we recognize the signs that actually the upset that we might be feeling may be partly grief.
Do you think it's hard in the face of a pandemic where people are dying physically? You know, we've had some in New Zealand, I don't want to dismiss that, but when we look at the large scale overseas, do you think it may be hard for people in New Zealand to engage with the kind of loss you just talked about?
Yeah, it can feel selfish. It can feel like we're wallowing in something that is not at the scale of what other countries are dealing with. But I guess that, yes, absolutely, that's true. We're talking about loss of life. We're talking about people having substantial symptoms that they're going to have to live with as their coronary systems, their lung systems have been changed, and it's going to take them a long time to recover. Having said all that, our experience is something of an outlier in the rest of the world, but it doesn't mean that we're not still searching for meaning ourselves in terms of this is a very strange position to be in for New Zealand as a nation, but also our own individual paths and journeys. Mm. We are experiencing change as well. It's a different kind of change, but it does mean that perhaps our planned futures are going to look quite different to how we thought, and that requires adaptation, but it also requires recognizing that things are not going to be as we plan them to be.
And what you're talking about is mental health journey, those are terms that we use, and searching, it's work, it's mental work, and that is a drain. And so people are feeling tired.
Absolutely. And if you think about the sort of work that's going to require, it means perhaps thinking quite fundamentally about what our lives are going to be about in the future, but also thinking about perhaps our kids and perhaps our parents as well, thinking about if we're a middle generation and we're thinking about what our parents are going to do, what their futures are going to look like, then yes, all of this requires work.
And I think about, like, we're talking about work. One thing I've noticed, and it's a side effect of this show, is people have gotten in touch with me. And I'm always very quick, and I cannot say this enough times on air and off, listeners, I am not a mental health expert. I'm an idiot in a shower who likes chicken. I have a very good mental health expert with me, Dr. Saab Jahal. And I've encouraged people to try and either use government resources or to perhaps look for a counselor, because I feel like these are times when we must embrace that. I want to ask you about counseling and about finding a counselor. I'm very lucky in that when we talk, we have a very good rapport. We got to know each other. How important, when you're looking for a counselor, is it to find someone who speaks to you and your life experience? Because what, you know, listeners might not know is that we're both people of color. We both have ties to the UK. There are multiple points that we can connect on, even though I'm a mixed race Samoan Welsh person and you are Punjab from the UK. We both are Wellingtonians.
But, you know. Yeah. So absolutely, it's like trying to figure out what are your touch points that it's really important for whoever it is that you're working with, whoever it is that you select as a counselor, has a good sense of the lived experience of your life without you having to explain it to them from the very beginning. Because actually, the more touch points that they have on the important aspects of your lived experience, whether that means they understand what it is to be gay or what it is to be a woman or whatever it is, the facet that's really important for you for them to understand, that's the kind of work that really you shouldn't have to, really you shouldn't be having to explain in the therapy room as your starter for 10, because that's going to prevent you from bringing your whole self to that therapeutic relationship, to that counseling relationship. And it's only when you really are trusting enough in bringing your whole self to that therapy without you having to explain exactly what your lived experience is, that you're going to be able to get the best benefit. Now, this isn't to say that they're automatically going to understand just because you're gay and they're gay. There are certain, you know, good therapists won't make assumptions. They'll be checking that out with you. But it's a common platform. It's a point of common lived experience where perhaps there's less work to do rather than you having to start right from the very beginning.
I mean, I got the starter for 10 reference, so immediately we're on the we're on the same vibe. But is it, for anyone listening who has struggled to find someone and in to help with counseling, is that a real thing? Are they're not just unlucky? There is an issue to be addressed. I'm just looking to validate their experience. Of finding it hard to find their voice.
Yeah, I do think that there is an issue around having enough people from diverse backgrounds within the counselling system as practitioners. And I do think that that's a systemic thing that we do need to address and change and attract people who come from more diverse backgrounds, such that people who have different lived experience can find people who they feel comfortable to have a trusted intimate relationship where they can do the work to improve their well-being and also for their whānau and their communities too, as the effects ripple down and perhaps generationally too. It's only when we understand that only through having counselors that have different lived experience and diverse backgrounds and diverse experiences, then will we actually have an extension of what New Zealand looks like that people can call upon to enter into these trusted relationships with.
Is there any, and I'm not asking you to diagnose, but is there any advice you would give to anyone who is feeling that frustration?
I would say try as hard as you can to find someone who can help you. And if that person perhaps is busy, or they say that they have too many people that they can't help, that everyone at they can't take anybody else new on at this time, then asking them for a perhaps point of referral. And then if that doesn't work, then trying to figure out whether there's a group situation that perhaps that they run where you can perhaps start off having that kind of conversation, which may be therapeutic to you. But then also thinking about, well, what are the real common points of lived experience for you? And is there somewhere else that you can start off, which is still an important issue for you, but perhaps isn't the totality of everything that you need to talk about? Because by building that relationship and by trying it on, only then are you going to be able to figure out whether it can be trusted or not. So you may not find exactly what you're looking for, but find as much commonality as you can, and that's a good starting point for you.
Saab Jahal, lovely to have you back.
Kia ora, James. Thank you for having me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.